The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Donald Trump now says the opinion polls are rigged.
Well, you know, politicians always say, well, I don't believe the opinion polls because the only poll that really matters is the one that we take on Election Day. But Trump goes a little farther than that. He says they're deliberately not fair, that they deliberately are designed to skew toward Democrats, and that's the reason he's trailing in the race for the White House. This guy's in denial of the first order, that's for sure. I really think is that Hillary Clinton needs to send him a case of whatever his favorite anything is with heartfelt thanks for getting into this race. Yeah. Because he's the guarantee that she wins.
Yes, that's right.
It's amazing. She would have had trouble with anyone else.
Yep, so true. So true. Tom Hayden.
Tom Hayden died. He's one of the leaders, of course, of the 60s, the anti-war movement. Big name back in the day. He was married for a long time to Jane Fonda, was one of the Chicago 7 radicals, one of the founders of the SDS, Students for Democratic Society, helped organize demonstrations, turned violent at the Democrats' National Convention in Chicago in 1968, became a California state senator, lost a run for governor, another to be mayor of Los Angeles, wrote or edited 19 books. He was busy. He lived a big life, but even toward the end of it, he said, I miss the 60s, and I always will.
Yeah.
But he did. He was a big guy in the back.
Yeah, absolutely. 76
years old.
Missed the 60s. And Alan Alda.
Well, yeah, I didn't know this until, just learning this. He's not only an actor, he's a visiting professor at a center that he set up, the Center for Communicating Science at Stony Brook University. And he has challenged scientists to express scientific concepts in simple enough terms.
Good on him.
For children.
Good on him.
Yeah, good on him, for real. I mean, for example, he got them some time ago to try to explain what is light, what is color. So the new one is, what is energy?
Absolutely.
Explain that to kids.
I mean, this is why kids are not studying science. I mean, it's in convoluted language, and it turns them off. Explain it in language they can understand. Good on him.
Well, and the best part of the contest is 11-year-olds are the
11-year-olds.
Yeah, if
good
they don't
stuff.
Understand it, you don't win.
Good stuff.
Good.
All right, Harley. One of my 14-year-old godson said to me the other day, does Mr. Trump think he can win an election by insulting his opponent? He said, I saw the debate, but it was an argument. Now, the kids are switched on, aren't they? Good to talk to you.
Tell him to look at the New York Times today.
Yeah.
Two pages of the list of the people that Donald Trump has insulted.
Two pages.
Two,
I will
full
look.
Pages of the newspaper.
Good on you, Harley. There he is, Harley in the United States of America. It's 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.